Well, let's take a few minutes now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Aaron Bird is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. He is back with us once again. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, man. How's it going?
It's going well as we wrap up the year here. I think this is the last kind of non-themed DJ sessions that we will be doing this year because we're going to be looking at some Christmas music and then we're going to be looking at some of the best songs of the year. But with you, we've got the good old-fashioned DJ sessions. And starting with somebody that a lot of people probably know from TV, Donald Glover, who also in music goes by the name Childish Gambino. This is called Zombies. You know, there is so much talent with this guy, but USA Today sums it up this way, his album. They say it's groundbreaking and genre-defying at best, and at worst sounds like the teenage stoner down the block who just discovered his dad's Jimi Hendrix collection. Your thoughts?
I think that's pretty accurate. I think I would say if Funkadelic and Sly Family Stone had a child, it would be this album, Awaken My Love, with a, you know, a dash of Rick James and a sprinkle of Prince in there.
Hmm. Well, tell us more about this song, Zombies, and Childish Gambino in general.
Well, I guess I'll start off with the song. It's called Zombies because essentially he's referencing people who I guess he would term as being soulless. Folks that surround people who are successful individuals and just leech off of their success. You hear, I think it's in the first or second chorus, he says, all I see is zombies. I hear them screaming at her. They can smell your money and they want your soul. I think this really just sort of defines what the song is all about. I would say Donald Glover in general, he is just a phenomenal talent. I mean, he's an actor, a producer, creator of the television series Atlanta, right, in which he actually just won the Critics' Choice Award for Best Actor.
And it's nominated for at least a couple of Golden Globes.
That's right. I forgot to mention that as well. And he's a comedian. In fact, he was handpicked by Tina Fey to write for 30 Rock.
Right.
So this guy is just a jack of all trades.
All right. Well, up next, we've got the Brooklyn artist Gabriel Garzon Montano. This is called The Game. I really like that.
It's hard not to. Yeah. I'm really, really excited by this guy. He's only been out for a couple of years. I remember he came out with an EP early 2014, and I've just been infatuated and really excited by him ever since. He's a native New Yorker, and he actually comes from a musical family. His mother was a classically trained singer and was actually a part of the Philip Glass Ensemble.
Hmm.
He himself has been playing violin since he was six, and though he's set that instrument down, he plays drums and bass, keys, guitars, and sings. In fact, that EP I was just referencing, he plays every single instrument and wrote all the music for it. He's toured, opening up for Lenny Kravitz. He's actually now Grammy nominated because one of the songs from that very same EP, Drake sampled for one of his tunes in which he was nominated for. And he's just a fantastic talent. And you can hear the sort of D'Angelo influence, a nice, cool soul vibe to it with a little bit of pop sensibility. And I think there's a lot to come from this cat.
All right. Well, the next one you wanted us to hear is Lee Fields and the Expressions. This is Never Be Another You. And oh, it makes me happy when I see you happy. I get such a thrill What a great song. And I recognize it probably because I've been listening to the KCRW app and maybe even to your show, Aaron, and have heard it. But tell us about this one.
Yeah, Lee Fields. Well, he's been recording, believe it or not, for over 43 years. Many people make the comparison to Charles Bradley, whom you may be familiar with and also a KCRW favorite. They both embody that funk and soul of the 60s and 70s, in particular the James Brown recordings during those decades. In fact, Lee Fields himself is sometimes referred to as Little JB because of his vocal resemblance to James Brown. He actually voiced some of James Brown's songs, or I should say sang some of James Brown's songs as part of that biopic that came out a couple of years ago, Get On Up, if I recall. And so that's how much he resembles James Brown. And this song in particular, I mean, it's just a classic, baby, you're one of a kind, I'm so in love with you kind of deal. You know, we can never have enough of those. And it's just an incredible full length. And I think, I mean, it came out towards the latter part of the year, so maybe crept under the radar of some people's on their top 10 list of 2016. But this is one of the better releases of this year, I would say.
Yeah, it's just a great sound and a great song. And you're right, it does sound like it's something that James Brown would have done. Let's get to the last one here, Aaron. This is Suso, and it's called Son Kunda. Taking us in a very different direction here, and I understand that some of the sounds we're hearing were recorded during a trip to Gambia.
That's right. So Suso is a project by bassist and producer Hugh Bennett, and it was inspired by, and in certain instances, as you mentioned, sample sounds of the specifically Mandinka people of Gambia. So he originally embarked on this trip just to gain some perspective as a musician and discover some new music he was unfamiliar with. He was completely humbled and charmed by how welcomed he was by the community of artists and musicians there, in particular those belonging to the highly praised Suso and Koyeta Griot families. And all the songs are original. The entire album is composed of, as you mentioned, field recordings, and Bennett himself playing an array of regional instruments, including the Mandinka balafon, which is a wooden xylophone, and the kutering drum, and of course as a bassist, him playing bass as well.
Well, quite a range from you today, Aaron.
You know, I always try to bring a variety of styles, and also, I mean, it's a I feel like whenever we have these opportunities with the Here and Now sessions, it's also an opportunity for me to present my show. I go all over the place with my show. I'm actually surprised when people like it because it's like, man, I like some of everything. You like that too?
Well, Aaron Bird, DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica, California, thanks so much as always for joining us.
Oh, Jeremy, thank you so much. And I suppose this is the last time until the new year. So happy holidays to you and yours, and be safe.
You as well, and happy new year. And of course, people can find all of our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music and at hereandnow.org.